We are actually suing the French state and the French administration for climate inaction in terms of the reduction of greenhouse gas emissions. And so we are actually tackling the fact that the French state has some legal obligation to respect some laws like European directives or French laws in terms of the fight against climate change and is not respecting this objective.
So how much does this have to do with COP21 and the agreement that was done there in Paris?
So the Paris Agreement is one of the sources of law we are using in our case law. So the French state ratified the Paris Agreement in November 2016, the 4th of November, and by so is supposed to respect the objective in terms of mitigation and adaptation to climate change. And as some reports produced by experts published mentioned, we are not, the French state is so far not respecting its objectives.
France or the French NGOs aren't the first to do this. There was a case brought by Dutch NGOs a couple of years ago and others. How effective is this kind of action? Or is it really just about drawing attention to the situation? Can this kind of thing be solved in court?
We hope so. So for the Dutch case, even if the instruction is still going on, actually we can stay hopeful and optimistic in the sense that the Netherlands, the Court of Netherlands, has forced the government to reduce the production of greenhouse gases of 20%, so a reduction of 20%, before 2020. So that's actually very, very helpful.
Is that something that wouldn't have happened without the court case?
That's difficult to know. Actually, we would like to use the law and the French law as a new tool in the fight against climate change and as a new tool for the citizens to have the opportunity to sue the state or to sue public actors in front of the administrative justice.
It almost feels like when you go into the courts and you're talking about suing and you're talking about justice, it does have a certain effect of, wow, now I can actually have an impact on it. But ultimately, aren't courts ruling on laws that do have to be passed by governments, and courts can't be the final solution here?
Yeah, at least it remains one of the legal solutions that we want to enhance. And so, of course, we have many ways to have an impact on the public sphere and on politicians. So we can do advocacy work, we can suggest some amendments, and last year we have been working a lot on the integration of the protection of climate and biodiversity into the first article of the French Constitution, but it failed. What is important to notice is that we don't want to offer concrete propositions to the French state, because we know that the French state already knows what can be done against climate change. But we want to point out the fact that the French state has taken some legal engagement and is not respecting its legal obligation.
So on some level, by bringing a case like this, it is sort of highlighting what's lacking in a law and maybe simplifying something on a communications level to some extent. I mean, talking about laws and tiny percentages and obligations, that's not very exciting, whereas you can get behind a lawsuit, and especially, you know, being launched ahead of a few days of climate action now that are happening in France, it's a good way to bring the issue to the public's eye.
Definitely. And as there are some demonstrations going in the upcoming days, that's a way to highlight the fact that we can at the same time bring a climate litigation case law in front of the court and at the same time demonstrate in the street. And during the press conference, we had the participation of a young girl who was part of the Youth for Climate movement. And she was also raising her voice to say, okay, we are ready. Young generation knows what to do. We are aware of what are the main challenges we'll have to fight for. So we are now expecting from the law to adapt to these new challenges.
Ultimately, that's what you want, is not just, you know, the courts define France as wrong, but then some reaction behind it.
So some reaction, some political reaction, but some concrete reaction, like in terms of public policy, so what can be implemented, and also the respect of the state of law, so respect of the rule that the French state has ratified or voted for.